following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to turn 114 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast of the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are casual players casually playing. I am Black Blaze, and with me today is Autumn Zane.
The fourth one fell off in a tragic accident. They don't talk about it.
Sounds like Four Horsemen. I would think of it was like those guys from Naxxramas, but I can't be sure, so I have no idea. Why don't you tell our studio audience?
Wobbling runs.
Oh my god, they're so funny!
6 casting costs, rare, minion, neutral, 2 attack, 6 health, death rattle. Summon yes. 3 2-2 runs.
2-2 runs!
Did you ever play them?
No, but I always ran into them when I was in Alduar. Uldum, yes. I used to, like, knock them over, and then they'd, like, turn into
daily
little
quest.
Guys. Yes, it was. It was great. I don't know. I probably have, but it's been a while. I don't have any in my deck.
I picked this card to promote it, because I have never seen it played. Not in the Brawl, not in Casual, not in Ranked. I've never seen anyone play this card.
Yeah. Heard some new news about ESPN, and I think that's a good opener.
I did. You know what? But before we do the opener, I want to say something I don't think I said last week. Did I say last week that I got my Golden Hunter?
I believe you did.
All right. Then I won't say it again.
Congratulations, though.
Let's talk about ESPN. So Blizzard has been doing a lot of work on the esports front. They've been hiring huge salary professionals from other areas of the industry, of the whole esports type of genre, and they're really trying to put things together so they can get a firm grip on esports. And people have been saying, like, well, who's going to be the next ESPN of esports, you know, because ESPN did have Heroes of the Dorm on it, and it got mixed reviews, but I think was relatively well received. And so everybody's wondering, who's going to be the big, you know, next ESPN of esports? Well, it turns out that ESPN may be the next ESPN of esports, because they now have a section dedicated to esports. And right now, on their website at ESPN.go.com/esports, you can find a gaming portal that has 3 games.
Yay!
Now, think of 3 very popular esports that people would be wanting to watch in large numbers.
I don't know. I don't play that. Well, I think Heroes of the Storm will get there eventually, but there's that other game that I don't play that's very similar. Oh, wait, or is it similar to Overwatch?
No, you're on the right track. There are 2 games that are similar to Heroes of the Storm and are not. And that's League of Legends, which is pretty much king of the industry of this type and is highly competitive, and they have big money tournaments. So they have 3 portals now. League of Legends, Dota 2, which is not far behind League of Legends, I think, in popularity, and Hearthstone. So it's not even like League of Legends, Dota 2, and Heroes of the Storm. Hearthstone is the 3rd one. And I perused this site, and I'm not an ESPN subscriber, but I went to the website, and they have some pretty decent articles, so they're not fooling around. Good graphics, of course, a lot of ads, but it looks like they're going to be making something of themselves. And of course, the real test is when they start putting it actually on their televised programming, you know, the actual ESPN and not just a website. So this is good news for Hearthstone and esports in general.
We're taken seriously, which is
cool. There's a pretty decent in-depth story about Hearthstone and its origins, and as I'm reading through it, they're pretty much explaining to people who know nothing about Hearthstone all about it, and it's comparing it to games like poker and Magic the Gathering. And one of the lines that I thought was, and we've said this before actually on the show, that unlike the other card games that were adapted from real physical card games into an electronic game, Hearthstone was designed as an electronic game. So every card is a living entity. So just little snippets like that that I think were well written and smartly written. And I'll have to finish the article later because it was actually interesting. But this is really good. I may stop by from time to time. I've never been into League of Legends or Dota, though. Too competitive for me.
I actually had downloaded Dota once. It was a free-to-play weekend on, I think it was Origin or Steam, one or the other. I loaded it up, and it throws you right into the middle of the game. I mean, I don't know if I just wasn't reading it right, but it looked like in order to play it, you had to just start by being thrown into the middle. Yeah, no kind of tutorial, nothing. Like with Overwatch, I loved it because, you know, just with the little bit of beta we were doing, it...
Did you mean Heroes?
No, Overwatch. It starts you gradually with Overwatch. And with Heroes, again, it starts you very gradually, and you've got little tutorials. Hearthstone had little tutorials. That's what I love about Blizzard. When they start you in Warcraft, you go really slow for the very, very beginning. And wow, Blizzard just does that. That's what I love about Blizzard. But the whatever, I couldn't do it. I tried it. I got in there, and wham, bam, I'm like, I can't even look at my controls and figure out how to do this. I didn't even really finish one game, and I was like, it's not for me. I had no way of figuring it out, and I'm not very good at that anyway. So I need my tutorials.
Yeah, that Dota's a little more for hardcore players and more competitive, where Blizzard games have always been designed so that they're easy to learn but hard to master. And I love that game design philosophy. Anyone can play it, and you can play it and have fun and not even be good at it. But if you really want to, you know, test your mettle and try to be the best, then you've got some learning to do and some stiff competition, and you can do like these kids did for Hearthstone, go all the way to the end of the world and win lots of money. So it's great. So that you can play to all spectrums. Whereas there are no casual League of Legends players. The only casual League of Legends players are the players that wanted to check it out and see what it's all about. And either they get into the hardcore and they stick around, or they leave. And from what I hear, it's not very welcoming to new players either. But, you know, that's where Greg Street, Ghostcrawler, went to League of Legends. Ah. When he left WoW. Yep.
He's missed. But anyway, moving on from that, which is really, really cool news, going to announce the Ranked Player Spotlight. I'm thinking this is something new that Hearthstone is doing, is that they're actually acknowledging the person who makes rank of number one legend for the month. They just announced Ranked Player Spotlight on their site. And I'm going to kill his name, Fibonacci or something to that effect.
Sounds close.
Yeah. Congratulations to Fibonacci for achieving rank of number one legend for the month of December. The first points giving season for the Hearthstone Championship Tour. The achievement is nothing new for the Control Warrior Specialist, having earned number one two other times last year and also getting to two other top 10 finishes. His consistent ranked play finishes have earned him a reputation as a strong ladder player that's a bit shrouded in mystery because he hasn't played many broadcasted online tournaments and he's not a streamer. He keeps a low profile, but he agreed to answer a few questions for Hearthstone. It is on their site. My computer is messing up right now, so I can't continue on that. But I do remember they actually listed his decks, which is very cool. He plays, I think, 75% control warrior and 25% mage, or it might have been 70-30.
What his success rate?
Which he plays.
Oh.
He plays both of them, so I don't know. My computer's taken, of course, this moment to screw up.
Well, I don't think it's too common to see people advance that high who are, like, unknown, unheard of, who aren't streaming or doing something.
Right. So there's a long article, the custom, you know, questions and answers for him. He's I think he's 22 years old or something like that, and
Of course, he is.
He's, I think, a math major or something to that effect.
Of course he is. They're all math majors. Have you noticed how many of these people are mathematicians or mathemagicians, as Micmac used to say?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's card counting, but yeah.
No, it's just statistics and probability of cards coming out and, you know,
he's a math student.
Which one
in Canada
is mathematically better than another?
He's from Canada. He's been playing since November 2013, got his beta key then, and he started actually playing Constructed in 2014, and he played Arena. But in December, quote, I use my Control Warrior and Malagos Freeze Mage, 70% Warrior, 30% Mage. I change my Warrior deck. Now, this is something people might find interesting. The Warrior deck he changes almost every single day, but his Mage deck he does not because the combo decks are hard to change due to the limited flex slots. So the Warrior deck he changes all the time, and he gave his Warrior deck and his Mage deck. So if anybody's interested in seeing it, Mage deck has three legendaries, Emperor Thrasian, Alexstrasza, and Malagos. The Warrior deck has five. It's got Harrison Jones, Justicar True Heart, Sylvanas Windrunner, Grommash Hellscream, and Deathwing. But it's got the complete decks if people want to try them. It's listed on the Hearthstone news site.
Deathwing, that's surprising.
Yep, and he also has a Twitch TV / and Fibonacci 2016. It's Fibonacci 2016.
So he does have a Twitch.
At this point, you can see him Twitch, but he doesn't. I don't know. I guess
you
maybe they're talking about.
Twitch.
Yeah, you can see him Twitch.
Like, I get to see you Twitch when you're playing Hearthstone all the time.
Yeah, you get to hear me scream too, but that's another matter. All right, so that was interesting news. So we have the December player spotlight, and I think that's something they're going to be doing from now on, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's also pretty cool that he changes his warrior every day.
So that people
who are expecting certain cards to be there.
Oh, yeah, and he did
will be
say,
surprised.
He did say, again, I'm going off of memory here because I did close the screen, but he said something to the order of that he says in order to be a good Hearthstone player, you either have to play a real lot, or have a coach. And those were the two things he said to be a good Hearthstone player.
And have a coach? Is that what you said?
Either one. Either play a lot or have a coach.
I think you probably need both.
Well, not to be good. These guys are good if they are good on their own.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. If you want to get quote unquote good at this game, you have to play a lot or get a coach or both. There you go. Or both. All right. So congratulations to Fibonacci for making the ranked player spotlight when he has actually achieved the rank of number one legend twice before. That's pretty impressive. Okay. Yeah. Moving on to Clobber in Time. That is, of course, the weekly brawl, which I did play and enjoy this week. because it wasn't, you know, a co-op where it was really sucky. It was Captain Blackheart's treasure. The captain left treasure
for everyone.
You
know something about that?
What? About what?
The name of the brawl? Do you notice anything?
Captain Blackheart's treasure is also from Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, Captain Blackheart's
Bay. It's one of the maps. Yes.
Right. And then he's got a treasure there. So
yep.
more game crossover. Chests. So we got...
Yeah, and we've got stuff to talk about with Heroes of the Storm today, too.
Right.
So I forgot about that.
Warcraft, Heroes of the Storm, and Hearthstone all rolled up in one.
Yeah, we've got lots to talk about. So anyway, with the Clobbering Time, the little thing behind it was Captain left treasure for everyone, but mostly for you. Each turn, open a chest of 3 random cards, which is to say discovers, and choose one to put in your hand. So you start out the game with, a handful of pirates.
3 Blood Sail Raiders.
Yeah.
And then when you go to mulligan them, you get
Blood Sail Raiders. Yes. But when you draw cards, you don't necessarily get them. You still get to draw cards. You get the 3 you choose from, but you also get your card draw.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think they chose, of all the pirates, the Blood Sail Raider, which has a battle cry that affects a weapon, and chances are you don't have a weapon?
I think it was just a 2/2. Quick 2/2
it's a 2/3,
to get out there. 2/3. But it's a 2 casting cost, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just weird that it's got a battle cry that you're not likely to use.
Yeah, especially when you get to choose whatever class you play. Which, of course, I played my mage. Or a mage, I should say. Did you play it this week?
I did play, and I won the first game I played, and then play again.
Yep.
I got my 40 dust. Actually, this week I think I got 2 rares, so a little more than 40 dust.
Yeah. I played probably 5 or 6 games, because the one thing, when I do like the brawls, I like playing them for getting quests done, because it works with both. And now that you can get gold for winning 3 games in a row, that helps too.
Yeah, but I don't remember if this Clobbering Time this brawl or the one from the previous week. I don't think I mentioned last week that cooperative game that we played that you played 17 times and couldn't win.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up last week and I forgot. It didn't count towards quests. Like kill this many minions or do this much damage.
Last week's didn't, I don't think, but I think this week's did.
A mage, and it didn't count. So I thought, I felt kind of ripped off.
I thought I noticed that, but somebody told me I hadn't noticed that, and then this week it did apply, so I don't know. It could have been just glitching, too. We never know.
Well, that's one of the main reasons I play the brawl, to try to do whatever quest I have handy. Mm-hmm. That way, I kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Well, I didn't kill any birds last week. They all lived and flew away because that game was very bad to me.
Okay, well, we'll not mention that one again.
Thank you. So since we were talking about Heroes of the Storm, there was a very exciting video that went out. Did you see it yet?
No, I did not see it yet. But,
for shame, it's got sexy Jaina.
Oh, you didn't tell me it had sexy Jaina. Now I have to watch it.
Yes. Well, they've got two new heroes. They have Li Ming and Zul. I believe they're both from Diablo.
Does Li Ming run off a cliff with a bunch of her friends?
No, she does not. Not Lemming Li Ming.
Okay.
She's awesome, though. She throws fireballs all over the place, and she's just really awesome. And they have different skins,
too. Oh, that's the Diablo Wizard.
Yes. So they have a Star Princess Li Ming as one of the skins for her, and she throws stars around, and there's also hearts going around. It's very, very strange.
Sparkly stars or shurikens?
No, sparkly stars. Like, oh my god, too cute. Because what they're doing is they're mixing it with the Lunar Festival that they have. So they've got a little bit of the Valentine thing going. They've got the Lunar Festival with the stars and stuff going.
That's the one with the Elder Stones, right?
Yes.
In Warcraft?
Yeah, yep. So they're going to be skins. There's going to be Crimson Count Arthas. And Crimson Count Arthas has different color skins, but he also turns into a bat. Don't ask me why Arthas turns into a bat, but he turns into a bat.
Because he's Count Arthas.
Yeah, he's
Vampire Arthas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there's Love Doctor, Lieutenant Morales.
Love Doctor, huh?
Love Doctor, yep. And her shield, of course, is a heart-shaped shield. It's really funny. Lunar Jaina is just phenomenal in all the different colors. She's just beautiful. Satin skirt slid up to her hip. I mean, it's just... Jaina's always gorgeous. I love Jaina. She's one of my favorite characters. Never will come close to Sylvanas, but I do like Jaina anyway.
I like the actress, too.
The voice actress is pretty awesome. Yeah.
I started
watching her on the show.
I started watching an Avengers cartoon, and she plays Black Widow.
Ah. You should try to get her on the show.
I tried contacting her. Uh-huh. No response.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're not the only one. Then there's a Lunar Illidan, and there's a Master Li Ming, and a Master Zul, and a Serpent King Zul, and as I said, the Star Princess Li Ming, and they're really, really neat. And then there are three mounts. There's a Star Chariot, that kind of says it all. There's a Cloud Serpent, which is basically, you know, your Oriental Serpent type thing. No, I'm sorry. Cloud Serpent was snakes on a disc. The Lunar snakes. Dragon was the Oriental
Why
type
dragon.
Why did there
have to be
have
snakes?
Have to be snakes. So yeah, there's a video up, and go see it because there are some really, really, really cool skins. And you know what really sucks?
A vacuum cleaner?
Yes, except for where I work, because the vacuum cleaner where I work doesn't suck. It just is crappy. But anyway,
hey, this
really
serpent
sucks,
is a cobra.
It's a
cobra mount. Looking at a picture of it.
One of them is. The Cloud Serpent is the Cobra mount. The Lunar Dragon is obviously the dragon.
Right.
It looks like a Chinese dragon. I totally was derailed.
Gotcha.
Just talking about what really sucks. Something really sucked. Oh, yeah. Around Christmas, I got the new deer girl who jumps up and down.
Lunara.
And I got a skin for Sylvanas that makes her shoot little pretty candies or whatever, I don't know, and gives her little fairy wings and lets her flit around.
The sugar
you know why
plum
I don't
Sylvanas.
Know? Yeah, you know why I don't know what she shoots from her cane or whatever?
Because you don't have Sylvanas.
No, I have her. And she was my main character, and I got the skin for her. I haven't played since before Christmas.
There you go.
I don't know why. I've just been between Warcraft and, you know, leveling up yet again my third priestess to 100.
And Hearthstone.
And Hearthstone.
And Diablo. The
new season of Diablo. And Pokemon.
Pokemon. No talking about Pokemon.
Okay.
Pet battles. Pet battles, right?
No, I wasn't talking about Warcraft pet battles, though. I was...
Shh, different pet battles. Nintendo pet battles.
Shh, Pikachu. Anyway, so between all of that and Gotta Catch 'Em All, I just haven't really played not Hearthstone, but Heroes of the Storm at all, which sucks because here I got... Oh, and I got the tiger, too, and I haven't ridden it once, so bad me, but... At least I'll have them forever, and that's the nice thing about these games.
I played Lunara once. She was kind of fun. Did you talk about the other new character, again, Greymane?
Greymane, I mentioned last week. I was all excited. I'm like, it's supposed to come out tomorrow. And then I went in to take a look, and it was right after the show, and I'm like, oops, it's already out.
So through the grapevine, I've heard two things about Greymane.
Mm-hmm.
One is that he's not overpowered like a lot of the new ones that come out. People are like, oh, it's so big and bad.
Really?
And they're not. Apparently, when he's in melee range, he's a werewolf. And when he's at ranged range, he is a human with a gun, which kind of makes sense for the character. Mm-hmm. I guess it's hard to transition from one to the other. And I've heard he's kind of squishy and dies real easy. So this is just what I've heard. This is not first-hand experience or the voice of an expert. It's just some things I've heard. So I don't know if I'm tempted to buy him. But like you, I bought some things at the big sale and I haven't really played much. I bought Lunara and played her once, and I think that's the last time I played Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, I'll get, and that's the nice thing is I really love it, and I know I'll get back to it. I just don't have to play it right now.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. So let's see. Moving on, you have recently done pretty well with a warrior that isn't even your own, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I had...
Or do you make it your own?
Well, I didn't make it my own. I have been wanting to play a warrior that would actually be fun to play. And I played around with my Your Mother is a Hamster deck, you know, the taunt deck. And it won sometimes and it lost sometimes. But I kind of got bored with that. And I said, I want to find a warrior deck that is really successful and that really wins a lot. And I have all these new cards, and I want to be able to put those new cards in these decks. So I looked around for a warrior deck that was both successful and had new cards. And I still haven't found a decent one that has Varian Wrynn. So I went and used 1600 dust to craft Varian Wrynn, and I haven't found a deck decent enough to put him in. But what I did find, and I'm pretty happy with this, I had two warrior quests at the same time. I said, I'm not going to do these warrior quests until I find a good deck, and I did. And the name of this deck, and we haven't really done this before, talked about other people's decks, but I want to give a shout out to Song of Seiya. That's the user at Hearthbone. It doesn't give his battle tag name. And the guy says this is the first time he's ever posting a deck. He said that this deck not only got him to Legend fairly easily, but a good friend of his copied the deck and he got to Legend. And several people in the comments section said that they got a few ranks in like the 7 through 4 range. But a lot of people are saying that while they were able to get to 4, they weren't actually able to get higher than that. And I think that's because of the RNG. Now, I wanted to bring this up along with your feelings lately on how long games have been taking.
Mm-hmm.
You have some words to say about that? Why don't you say those first before I go further?
I don't have a lot of, not harsh words. I just kind of miss the old Hearthstone when they first started promoting the game 2 years ago, when they said that, you know, the games would last 10 to 15 minutes. And now with the cards like the Tree of Life and Reno Jackson, which we will talk about a little bit later in a little silly ditty to tell you, with cards that all of a sudden get you from 3 life to back up to 30, games can take, I don't know, 40 minutes, a half hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and it's not the quick, I'm going to just play a quick game and then head away from my computer. It's, I'm going to play, and if you're doing your quests, forget it. If you've got to win 5 as a mage, winning 5 games can take 4 hours. Well, okay, that's pushing it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it'll certainly take an hour where it didn't used to. Because they're getting away from, well, they're trying to get away from aggro decks. But by doing that, they're going way long. So it went from every game being real quick as a face hunter or a flame waker deck got you down and by turn 6 or 7 to going all the way to fatigue. Well, this deck is kind of like that because it's got Reno Jackson. It's meant to go long. When you have a deck full of all individual cards instead of 2 of a card, the game is more randomized. And also will go longer because you're not using a key strategy to beat somebody quick. So I've enjoyed playing the game, but the games are going long. And I mentioned I had Reno Jackson. And remember I said a few times I'd gotten somebody down pretty low and then they pulled out Reno Jackson. I just conceded on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people have done that to me. So the first day I played, I won like 4 games straight. And then the second day, I lost like 3 straight. And then the next day, I won every game I played. And then the next day, I like lost 1 and won every game I played. So, again, when I say every game I played, not a lot of games. Because it takes a long time to play with this. I'm really enjoying it against rogues and mages. Why do you think against rogues and mages?
Because rogues... because there are more spells and creatures.
Rogues and mage tend to have a lot of card draw in their decks.
Okay.
And so while I still have half a dozen or more cards in my library, they're reaching fatigue. That's how long the games are going. We're getting to fatigue. So, again, there have been a couple of games I've lost, but I'm winning most games. And let me tell our listeners what's in it. And again, it's called the Now Triple Double Legend Reno Warrior deck. It's got 20 minions, 7 spells, and 3 weapons. And here they are. Obviously, there's only one of every card, so I'm just going to read them off real quick. First, the warrior cards only. Execute, Shield Slam, Fiery War Axe, Revenge, Slam, Armorsmith, Cruel Taskmaster, Bash, Shield Block, Fierce Monkey, Death's Bite, Brawl, Shield Maiden, Gore Howl, Grimash Hellscream. Now, it's fun to play Gore Howl again. For a long time, that was out of style because it costs too much and takes too long. But Gore Howl is a 7-1 weapon, and if you attack a minion, it loses an attack instead of a durability. So if I went to the face, it would just do 7, but I could take out several minions. In fact, if they have a really big minion, or at least big toughness instead of attack, I can use it over 2-3 turns to finally take it down if I have to. So I like Gore Howl. I'm glad I could use it again. And Grimash Hellscream is the only legend that's warrior only. Now for the neutral cards. Zombie Chow, Iron Beak Owl, so it's nice to have that silence. Jeweled Scarab, which is also good for giving you cards you might not have in this deck, and since you're going to use that spell probably pretty quickly, it doesn't count to hurt you with the Reno, you know? Acolyte of Pain, Big Game Hunter, Elise Starseeker, Senjin Shieldmaster, Harrison Jones, Sludge Belcher, Justicar Trueheart, Reno Jackson, Sylvanas Windrunner, Baron Geddon, Dr. Boom, and Ysera. Lots of legends there for the neutral cards. And big casting costs. But the game goes long enough to play them. And guess what I got to see this week?
What's that?
I finally got to see the monkey.
Did you really?
Yep.
I didn't know it existed.
No, I got Elise Starseeker out early. That map went into my deck, maybe toward the last 25% of the game. The map came out, or I forget how it went, but I got the monkey, and I ended up with a few legendaries, and my opponent conceded as soon as he saw the monkey, or the turn after. But Baron Geddon. Do you remember a long time ago I said what a crappy legend he was when he was one of the first legends I got? And Baron Geddon actually wrote to us to reprimand me?
Yes, yes, yes.
In a Control Warrior deck, he really is a pretty good card. You know, you've got nothing else on the board, your opponent's got a lot of minions out, and he does 2 damage to all of them every turn. So unless they can take him out, he's only got 5 health, so he doesn't last long. But it's a board clear in a lot of cases. So part of the fun of this deck is all these legendaries that I don't normally get to play. Harrison Jones is the only card in this entire deck that I don't own, and I forget what I put in there to take its place. But obviously I put something in its place. So for all of those legendaries, I had most of them. It's just the one I'm missing. Anyway, anybody who enjoys playing Warrior or would like to try Warrior or is looking for a deck that they can, you know, try the new League of Explorers legendaries in, try this deck. I think you'll have a good time.
I might, Rabbit, I might.
There's an awful lot of legends there. I don't know if you have most of them.
Yeah, I'll have to see. So we're going to move on from there. We had an email. I want to read the email. Because it's one of our frequent flyers.
One of our tournament winners.
Yes, one of our tournament winners and somebody whose deck I love to play with. That would be Dusty. Basically, it says, "Hey guys and gal, it's an embarrassing moment. You know that old saying, measure twice, cut once? I think that also applies to deck building and ranked play. I had hit rank 10 for the month, so it was time for fun decks. My embarrassing moment came during my 5-game ranked losing streak with my Reno Mergelon Hunter. In all 5 games, Reno never appeared. I went back to make some tweaks and facepalmed when I realized I had forgotten to even put Reno in the deck. Love the show, Dusty. So, Dusty, you silly thing. That sounds like something I would do. Honest to God.
It does, and I may have even done something like that once, too. Or, no, I did something. It wasn't that I didn't put a card in. It's I didn't take a card out. It was a card that specifically affected certain other types of cards, and I had none of those type of cards in the deck.
Yeah. So, it's embarrassing, and yeah, it happens. Other thing...
It is kind of funny, though.
It is very funny. I mean, well, kind of... It reminds me of when I was playing that deck last week.
Did we lose you?
No, I'm thinking.
That's what I meant.
You absolutely did lose me. When I was playing last week's deck and Reno never showed up like for the first 5 or 6... Oh, no. It was Elise Star
Seeker. Caller.
Yeah, Star Seeker. She never came out like the first 5 or 6, 4 or 5 games. And I was like, where is she? She did finally show up, but it's embarrassing. At least she was in my deck. I'm sorry, Dusty. We have one iTunes review, so I want to send a shout out to Nosferatu for sending us casual and informative.
It took me a minute to get that was Nosferatu because it was a mixture of letters and numbers. So very clever.
Cute.
Very clever.
Yes, liked it. Anyway, and I also like the review. Thank you very much for the 5-star review. Love the show. Though it's geared for casual players, there's a lot of content in each podcast. The hosts move the show along well, not dwelling over long on each segment. I always learn something new each time I listen. Bonus Easter egg. Can you guess what kind of animal Autumn's Bane has as a pet? The answer is in most episodes. Yes. I haven't heard the animal tonight, or I'm just so used to hearing said Flutterby that we haven't, I didn't notice.
Yeah, well, they were very noisy
before. Well,
you
kicked one.
Well.
One has been ostracized.
Yeah, you probably just heard one just now. I've been trying to speak when they weren't, but.
There we go.
For those who may be interested in this. We have dogs, but you won't hear them, except occasionally you'll hear one shaking its head in Black Lace's room and hear the collar jingling. I don't know if you've noticed that. I heard that from time to time. But the Autumn's Bane comment is right to my left, close enough to almost touch, is my cockatiel. Behind the cockatiel, chirping right now as if she knew I was going to mention her, is my parakeet. In the next room, the bedroom, is Black Lace's Pacific Parrotlet, which sometimes chimes in as well. And the new Quaker parrot, we lock in the bathroom during the podcast.
She tends to be very verbose.
Very loud. So we couldn't even get through a podcast if I kept her in this room. So, but thank you very much for the review. And I used to mention this from time to time in the past, so it's time for me to mention it again. Other podcasts will mention that they accept donations through Patreon or PayPal or whatever, and we've never asked for money, and we're still not asking for money, but I live for these 5-star reviews. So every time I'm thinking of quitting this gig,
makes Autumn's Bane a happy camper.
Somebody writes a 5-star review and I'm in it for at least another month. This is what keeps me going, knowing that people like us enough to give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, because it's very much appreciated.
They're few and far between, so they make my week. So, which of course means somebody's going to write a 1-star review tomorrow.
Yep, because we're due.
Because we're due for that too. So, anyway, thank you so much, Nosferatu. You can't know how much I appreciate it.
We definitely. Okay, so wrapping up the evening, anything else to say, Autumn's Bane?
No, it's just that I'm playing a lot of Diablo, and I'm noticing that all the other people that are on my friends list who are playing Diablo just, like, soared to 70. It's like 3 days into the season, and they're already level 70.
They're 70,
With several prestige, what do they call them, paragon levels.
Paragon levels.
I'm like one achievement away from getting my new armor set and pet and all of that, but having a good time. This Blizzard seems to time it right. It's like, let's have a lull in Hearthstone and WoW, and then come out with something for Diablo so that everyone's attention can be shifted.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always playing a Blizzard game. It doesn't matter. One's on a lull, the other's got something. Legion is back in the alpha and going strong. They've opened up new characters, so probably most of our listeners are not in the alpha. It's a lot of podcasters I know who are in, but we are not. I wish I was. So alpha's crunching along, so yay WoW this summer. And Overwatch is reported to be coming back in February. So for its beta. But that's supposed to be hit before summer. So spring for that, summer for the other thing. Come end of next summer, I won't know what to do with myself. There'll be so much to play. So anyway, that's good news, stuff to look forward to.
Absolutely. All right, so you can find us at awohearthstone.com or at holosuitemedia.com. Do stop off at holosuitemedia.com. Take a look around because there are other podcasts that our producer produces. We've got Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
and
I was just going to say there's a Star Wars podcast, and Star Wars just had another.
And there's The Secret World, and there's, I think, even Star Trek. I mean, there's just bunches that you may be interested in. So they're not us. They're other people. Give them a listen or just poke around the site. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a reason to listen because it's not us, right?
Yeah, right. they're at holosuitemedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can listen to us most Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know, once in a while we glitch here, but it's at twitch.tv/holosuitemedia. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook at awohearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us at Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Xander and Holosuit Media.
And
of course, and Antita, thank you. Yes, she is there, and she's helping us out tonight, too. And she's always... She's the woman behind the man behind the curtain. There we go. And then the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Always thank you for the beautiful music you let us play. And Micmac for the feed for Twitch.
Which didn't play tonight.
Which didn't play tonight, but he sent it anyway. So thank you, Micmac, for always being there for us. Good night, everybody, and happy hearthing.
Happy hearthing. See you next week. Bye, all.
Bye.
Of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
We're now no longer, like, linked into a time frame here, other than Xander needing to,
Do the show.
All right.
Who let a Murloc in here?
I can't start without my music. Hold on a second. I'm looking for something, so we're not starting anyway because I'm flipping through. You know, 114 episodes is a lot of pages in this notebook.
It's still the same notebook?
Sure is.
Well, Xander's still going to play the music.
I started doing the notebook on turn 6. So, anyway. I lost it again. Okay. Hold on a minute. All right.
Please
good evening,
be
everybody.
Patient.
Hi!
We are experiencing operating difficulties.
Please stand by.
Why did you just yell, hey?
Because I was starting the show.
You gotta have the music first.
We're not doing the music.
Oh, we're not gonna do the music?
No,
I need that to get pumped.
That's what I was saying.
Okay, it take me a minute, but give me like 1 minute.
Oh, you
minute
don't
have
to
it.
Do it. You don't have to.
All right.
I'm getting out of
just
Twitch,
go.
Though.
Ready?
I'm twitching.
Okay. You ready to start?
No. You're going to do a card. Give me a minute. See, I was all ready, but now I'm not ready anymore.
And a one. And a two.
I'm getting there. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Turn 100.
Xander!
Somebody kill that Murloc. Talk about the fly in the ointment.
Take two.
Three. Maybe even 15. One more time.
I take
good
two.
Evening. Shush. Good evening,
three.
Everybody. Good evening.
Take four.
Good
stop
evening.
Talking before the take.
Good evening. I want to drink your blood.
Okay. Shush. Be serious. Take five.